Right, okay, we're on to item agenda number 5, public questions. Mr. Candler, would you like to come and ask your question, please?
Thank you, Chair. I hope that the administration agrees with me that when parking restrictions are imposed, they are there to ensure a free flow of traffic, to maintain good sight lines at junctions, to enable local residents to park near or at their home, and to enable customers to access local businesses. I trust the administration is also aware that if most parking restrictions are not enforced, which they are not in the Edgware ward, this causes danger, traffic jams, frustration to local residents, and a loss of business to local traders. If the administration does understand this, what do they propose to do about the lack of resources in Edgware ward?
Thank you, Mr. Candler. The administration absolutely understands this. The council makes the best use of the available road space through the effective design, implementation and enforcement of road schemes. This seeks to balance the need of the whole community, including residents, businesses and important local services such as schools. Motorists are responsible for their actions, and the majority of the motorists comply with parking rules and regulations. But for those that do not, then parking restrictions are enforced in Edgware ward and in other wards across the borough. In the last 12 months, penalty notices have been issued in Edgware ward. While we might hope that this minority of motorists complied with regulations, it shows that enforcement is helping to maintain access for local residents, businesses and for public safety. Do you have a supplemental?
Yes, I do, Chair. Thank you for your answer. However, this does not resolve the problem of a resident who came out of Chelsea Close into Cotman Gardens and had an accident because the sight lines were blocked due to a van being on a double yellow line and the parking restrictions were not enforced. This does not answer the point of residents in Collier Drive opposite Stag Lane School who put up with verbal abuse, people parking on their drive, and general complete flagrant disregard for the parking restrictions that have been there for a long time. And I have witnessed myself near the little Stanmore School on the corner of St David's Drive and Merlin Crescent, residents coming along, parking to drop their children off. No one is there to enforce it. And to add insult to injury, they even drop banana skins on the road, making a general mess. Will these problems be tackled? Because the residents in Edgware are very angry that they are not.
Yeah, I have every sympathy with the residents of Edgware around schools, as I have with residents around most schools. The behaviour of some of these drivers is quite disgraceful. I have stood outside the schools in days gone by with the little CCTV vans, which were actually brought in to assist with this. I have inquired, as you would expect. In the last calendar month, over 6,000 PCNs have been issued in Edgware ward alone. So to say that we're not enforcing is completely incorrect. We are. The trouble is, it's such a problem when so many people completely ignore the rules. It's a case of catching them in time. It is a major problem, and people's behaviour, both with littering, which you mentioned as well, and with parking on double yellow lines and the zigzag lines, which is even worse, to be honest, they seem to have no regard for the law. We are out whenever we can, well, all the time, but there are so many schools, there are so many areas that we need to police, if you like, in that matter. We just can't be everywhere all the time. But I will make sure that your comments do go to the parking department and see if they can do a specific run at that school. But I have to tell you, once they're not there anymore, I'm almost positive the problems will come back again. And this borough simply can't afford to have enforcers around every school at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. There just aren't that many enforcers available. It is shocking, though. The police have helped us with this before and have stood around to try and stop it. And, of course, the same thing happens when the police are there. They don't do it. The minute their backs are turned, the drivers misbehave again. It's quite shocking. Completely agree with you. But we are doing our best, I assure you.